loving for me like a natural man. A natural man.
in my blood, baby. Born to be wild. Steve Hunter on CKLW with Solid Gold at 6:34 daylight time.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
The film. Columbia Pictures presents Jacqueline Suzanne's The Love Machine.
And it's now showing at the Eastland, the Mini 2 Matt Clemens, the Radio City, and the Terrace Theaters. The Big 8 presents an instant rip-off weekend. You can score everything we play, baby. How about a little lighthouse? Little kind words. Baby Lighthouse, 6:38 daylight time on CKLW with Steve Hunter.
There's all the colors and the textures of your mind. There's every glad and print and pattern you can find. When you do your jeans thing at sea.
Listen, guys.
next time you walk the plank, do it in style. You will in nautical look denim flare jeans from Sears. Up front pockets, button fly, and round the world colors. The nautical look, priced from $5 at the put-on shop for the young male teenager at Sears.
Marvelous, beautiful.
True.
Well done. Extraordinary. Outstanding.
Wonderful. Original. New.
Marvelous. Fantastic. And frightening.
Really got it.
Academy Award.
Loved it.
Very beautiful.
Best movie.
Fantastic. Impressed.
It was true.
Oh, yeah.
Really something.
Completely out of sight.
Fascinating.
Very good.
It's really wild.
It's spectacle.
Beautiful.
Very much.
Incredible.
Engrossing.
Exciting.
Wow.
Staggering.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Brilliant.
Revealing.
Unique.
Reactions.
The Hellstrom Chronicle.
Rated G.
Hellstrom Chronicle is held over exclusively now at the Town 2 Theater. Congratulations to more rip-off winners. Judy Plesser. Make that Jody Plesser. Michael Goff. Chris Waitkus. There's another one that we're going to give away. How about you? Quicksand. Martha. Van Dillon. Salad Gold from 1963. O'Brien, CKLW 2020 News. Hold on to your hat. This story may be hard to swallow. A Charleston, West Virginia radio station reports motorists on a nearby turnpike have pulled off the road speechless, then reported to local police that they had been stopped and picked up a hitchhiker. The long-haired young man had buckled up his seatbelt, then, after the car was moving, leaned over to the driver and whispered, "Jesus is coming." Then, according to the frightened motorist, the young man disappeared. That's right, vanished into thin air. The Big 8 went for confirmation to the Charleston Gazette, newspaper where city editor Jim Hill tells us he thinks it's a hoax.
He'd get in a car, he'd say Jesus is coming, and then suddenly disappear into thin air. Would just evaporate, disappear in thin air, right from the car. He'd say Jesus is coming, and then boom, he's gone.
State police in Charleston say only that they are looking for the mysterious messenger, but believe it's all a well-planned hoax. The Michigan AFL-CIO today called for a united labor front opposing the re-election of President Nixon and U.S. Senator Robert Griffin. The labor group says the wage price freeze is a one-sided attack on the gains of the workers, while corporation profits and high interest rates continue unchecked. NDP leader Stephen Lewis today loosened his collar to let the steam out as the party leader unleashed his sharpest criticism yet of President Nixon's economic policies. Mr. Lewis hit hardest, of course, at the 10% import surtax, saying that the government should repay those industries hardest hit, and he has a plan in which the government could get the money to do it with.
Raising that money by putting a 10% export tax on the natural resources, not the manufactured goods that you're interested in, but the natural resources, oil and gas, minerals that the United States is very hungry for, that it needs very badly.
Detroit freeways are moving at medium to slow speeds outbound with the usual bumper-to-bumper conditions through the interchanges. No major accidents or tie-ups to report. In Windsor, all areas moving well, no unusual congestion. Labor Day weekend travelers are beginning to hit the roads, and Safety Council experts predict record numbers of them will meet death between the yellow lines. Bill Banks has current conditions.
Holiday weekend travel is just starting to move across Michigan and Ontario's border cities, from the big cities to the resort centers. In Windsor, traffic is heavy but moving well, and Highway 401 is the same way. Traffic is building there. No problems or tie-ups reported. Cars are moving well.
It looks like it'll be a hot Labor Day weekend in Northern Ireland. Two more people shot to death today. A soldier was shot on the border with the Irish Republic, and gunfire from a speeding car cut down a 17-month-old girl playing on the streets of Belfast. School starts on Tuesday, but not in Ann Arbor. Superintendent Bruce McPherson says the city's 22 schools will not open on schedule, even if the teacher strike is settled by then. Bargaining sessions continue, but it looks like an extended summer vacation for the 28,000 students in the Ann Arbor system. Terry Hendren of the Michigan Education Association says the big stumbling block across the state appears to be the wage price freeze.
Our position is that any kind of an increase that was effective before August 15 should be paid to teachers, and they should not be denied those increases simply because they weren't working between the period July 1 and August 15.
Detroit Common Councilman David Eberhard believes there's a serious leak in the police department's narcotics investigation division. Eberhard contends that he's informed police about two separate dope dens. Then when the law arrived, they're empty. Commissioner John Nichols thinks the bogus cop stories in Detroit are greatly exaggerated.
We have had officers who've been involved in narcotics. We have two, I believe, under charges at the present time. I don't think it's as widespread as it is in New York. However, our internal affairs section is looking at all aspects of the problem and turning it over.
An explosion has ripped through a Bell Canada office in suburban Montreal. No injuries, but authorities say the bomb, believed to have been made from 10 pounds of dynamite, caused damage totaling over $250,000. CKLW Windsor News Time, 6:45.
Sunoco, Sunoco. It's the call to action for your machine. If you're a man of action, they can have it. At the sign of the action, gasoline. Sunoco.
When man and machine are one and the road's wide open ahead. Answer the call to action.
Sunoco. Sunoco. It's the call to action for your machine. If you're a man of action, then you have it. At the sign of the action, gasoline. Sunoco.
Makes it happen with a custom blending pump. It automatically blends 260, the highest octane gasoline at any station, into every gallon of premium, middle premiums, even regular. That's how you get 260 action, and it can really turn your engine on.
CKLW Sports. Here's Randall Carlisle.
The Tigers invade New York tonight for the start of a three-game weekend series with the Yankees. In tonight's action, Mike Kilkenny will get the starting assignment. The Lions host Buffalo tomorrow night in preseason action. Bill Munson will be starting at quarterback because of Greg Landry's bad ankle. On the subject of quarterbacks, the Big H's Joe Donovan talked to a never-serious Lion defensive tackle, Alex Karras.
A lot has been said about Alex Karras hates quarterbacks. Do you really hate quarterbacks?
Yes, I do. I hate quarterbacks and my wife.
In that order?
Well, not mainly in that order. I like my wife as much as quarterbacks.
Do you mind if we use that on the air?
I don't care what you do with it. Just don't tell my wife.
A big scrimmage tomorrow for the University of Michigan football team. Coach Bo Schembechler says he'll pick his starting quarterback following the scrimmage. Third-seeded Arthur Ashe has advanced to the third round of the U.S. Open Tennis Championships at Forest Hills, New York. Chicago Cubs owner Phil Wrigley says Leo DeRocher will remain his manager. He made the statement in a paid advertisement in two Chicago newspapers. CKLW, first in the Motor City with 2020 News.
A young man.
Oh, evening, sir. Can I help you?
What kind of an all-night drugstore is this? I fly all the way down here, wrinkle my best black cape, and I can't find a single bottle of hair tonic.
Hair tonic? Well, gee, I don't know if we still carry any, sir. You know, the wethead's dead.
Someone must have beat me to him.
I meant the greasy hair, sir. We don't see much of it since Gillette invented the dry look.
Dry look?
Yeah.
I vaguely remember my son mentioning dry look.
Well, you ought to try it, sir. I mean, with your hair a little more natural and dry, girls would be dying to date you.
That would make things easier. But will this dry look give me control?
Well, sure. Gillette has an adjustable valve, see? Lets you set just the control you want.
And you say this Gillette dry look is popular?
It's killing the competition, sir.
Killing the competition? Well, this begins to sound like my kind of product.
CKLW weather, just ahead of much more music and Steve Hunter. Cloudy, warm, and humid with a chance of showers through tomorrow. Low overnight, 62. High tomorrow, 95. Merck Index, 50. Light air pollution. The current temperature, 71 degrees. Sarnia, 76. Cleveland, 80. Toledo, 77. This is Mark O'Brien, 2020 News.
Is the hit of 71, and now it's closer than you think at theaters and drive-ins all over Detroit land. So check your newspaper movie guide now. It's rated R and unforgettable. On the Big 8, North America's Master Blaster, his Carole King. The album Tapestry, the headline colors in Southgate. Quiet and so far away.
So far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place so fine to see your face at my door.
Say I love you because you're getting so far away from me, honey. Carole King from the album Tapestry. So Far Away. Hit Bond with Steve Hunter on CKLW at 6:56 daylight time.
Flavor. That's what eating and drinking is all about. Some things have it, some don't. Black Label beer has fuller flavor. Rich, full flavor that comes from deep down in the beer. Flavor that's deeply satisfying every time. Fuller Flavor has made Black Label the world's leading internationally brewed beer. Try it.
Kim Jones, Brenda Gilbo, Robert Evans, all ribbing them off on CKLW. Here's Archie Bell in the Drill, Solid Gold.
Platinum. Hi, everybody. I'm Archie Bell with the Drill of Houston, Texas. We don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up with.
Go away, little girl. And who knows? If you're slow enough, maybe Donny Osmond will come after you. Catch you on CKLW, number one song.
Go away, little girl.
Thank you.
Biggie. Ripping on the stash of tunes for you all weekend long. Here are the hitline numbers you'll need to call to win. In Windsor, it's 258-6666. And in Detroit, 298-8822. Got the Dells, baby.
Lately, babe, I've been thinking how good it was when you were here. My thoughts of you don't have an end.
Dog on CKLW 708 Daylight Time. Play the heavies with Steve Hunter.
Hey, making it is more than you think it is, 'cause you're not making it. If you look like a lot of guys and you're wearing a white tie and a Technicolor shirt with a five-year-old suit, well, who do you think you're kidding? There's more to you.
More than you're showing. Get dressed, 'cause the world is changing at Hudson's. Your world is changing at Hudson's. You'll find that other you. Get dressed, 'cause the world is changing at Hudson's. Your world is changing at Hudson's. You'll find that other you.
Monday afternoon at Monroe County Fairgrounds. In Monroe, it's Dave Shaver with Chuck Berry, Jonathan Rounds, John Hammond, and others. Take I-75 to Exit 50. The action's from 12 noon to 7 p.m.
12 daylight time on CKLW with Steve Hunter, the 1971 Cycle Explosion, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at Marion County International Raceway. That's in LaRue, Ohio, over $8,000 in prize money. And Saturday, the gates open at 8 a.m. with top gas and fuel qualifying. Sunday, the gates open at 9 a.m. with finals at 2:30. And Monday, open at 10 o'clock with fantastic European-style motocross amateur racing at 1. The National Championship Motorcycle Race this weekend at Marion County International Raceway on State Route 37.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to buy the world a coat and keep it company.
It's for real.
I'd like to buy the world a coat and keep it company.
I'd like to buy the world a coat and keep it company.
The New Seekers, buy the world a coat.
Couple of more winners, Renee LaPage, Nola Marchioletta, and on CKLW, we're giving all the way to Solid Gold Love Bump Rising, 1970, out in Louisville, talking to Hammy.
So the devil gives orders.